His mother-in-law was a dragon-like creature, with fire coming out of her nose and terrifying earrings.
Whatever. Amanda was such a bitch. She used to make fun of me just because I didn't wear cool clothes or drive a fancy car or throw up after meals.
My aunt is even fatter than my uncle.
I eat antipasti twice just because he is so nice. I drink soup a minestrone just to be with him alone.
Yeah, so I learned the guitar, sort of, and joined a band. Well, they were sort of a band.
So I took him by the hand and I led him into the forest. I showed him my favorite flower. Then I showed him something else.
I think he loves me. He sent me a text saying could I leave him alone, but he was just joking with me. Yeah, he loves me.
So the poor little urchin brought me the tea. And I have to say, I laughed. I felt frightfully guilty about it now, but I said, have you ever seen an English afternoon tea before?
I'm going to make you whatever you want, the best fried chicken you ever had, so long as you take me to bed tonight and you show me what a man you are. He gave me emeralds and rubies and sapphires. He drowned me in them. And I say, no, diamonds only.
If you do not complete your history homework by 8 o'clock this evening, I will give you a hiding you will never, ever forget.
Well, you'll never guess what I heard. Amanda married that douche tad in secret, and he made a fortune inventing a cell phone that could only be used by attractive teenagers.
Yeah! So I like the odd point of Guinness, and I have 19 children and I don't remember their names. Does that make me a bad person?
Mommy, I got in trouble at school today because I hit a girl in the face.
The pheasant is a shy, solitary creature and spends most of its time alone, wandering through the hedgerows and thickets and bushes, whistling and cooing various songs to itself.
Mom, don't look in my room. I've told you so many times you're going to find shit you don't like. Sorry to say shit. Jeez. Sorry to say jeez. Fuck. Sorry.